Of course, many men take big jobs when their wives are weeks away from giving birth, and no one raises it as an issue. But Marissa's condition quickly became headline news. She was heralded as the first pregnant CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Feminists cheered. Then Marissa let it be known, "My maternity leave will be a few weeks long and I'll work throughout it." Many feminists stopped cheering. Since taking such a short leave is not feasible or desirable for everyone, they argued that Marissa was hurting the cause by setting up unreasonable expectations. So was this one giant leap forward for womankind and one baby step back? Of course not. Marissa became the youngest CEO of a Fortune 500 company while pregnant. She decided how she wanted to manage her career and family and never claimed that her choice should apply to anyone else. If she had cut Yahoo's maternity leave to 2 weeks for all employees, then concern would have been in order. She did not do this, but she was still roundly criticized. Even a European cabinet member weighed in. Like any individual, Marissa knows best what she is capable of, given her particular circumstances. And as journalist Kara Swisher also noted, Marissa has a husband who can actually take care of the child, and no one seems to remember that.